And I just want to share a couple of declarations from a scripture, and we'll come back into worship. And First John chapter 3, verse number 1 through 3. We're going to put them on the screen for you here. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Just going to read it one more time. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. I hope you understand that that is adoption. We've been adopted into God's family. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope purifies himself just as he is pure. It's a tremendous manner of love that has been displayed, that God would find a way to adopt us into his family. And the scripture says that we are now, right now, here, today, children of God. We're not someday going to be his children. Today we are his children. And I just really need to take you over to 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 through 18 and 19 to complete the thought. As he is, of course, we are in this world, is the operative phrase. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, punishment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he loved us first. Got to see a beautiful wedding yesterday. And one of the most beautiful parts of this particular wedding was that the lady had adopted three children as a single person. And these kids had been praying for a dad. She had been praying for a husband. And God gave her a husband and thereby gave the kids a dad. It's beautiful. It's so wonderful to watch as they were being prayed for and blessed by their family members that the youngest boy, the husband reaches down, picks him up, brings him up in his arms, and they're praying over this family. And the little boy cannot stop kissing his new dad. So if you don't mind, I have a couple of declarations that I came here with today that the Lord had given me a while ago. And I just today seems to be the day for it. And we're just going to go through some 12 bullet points really, really very quickly on slides. And make some statements, because I think that the church world needs to catch up with the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I don't know why, but this week I personally dealt with so much insecurity. It's like it all came back. I was in a very dark place this week, and not totally out of it, but I know that God is good, His word is true, and I have no idea why that slipped up on me. But maybe you're in a dark place today, or maybe darkness has tried to encroach into your heart. Or maybe we just live in a very dark hour. He stepped down into darkness. It's amazing because I 2 weeks ago, I just sat over there, and for a season, God just showed me what it was like for him to live in light and for him to be light. And it's just, I was just standing to my feet applauding everything about God, you know. You know, I don't know about you, but the problem isn't with God. You know, the equation that needs resolved is on our side. So if you don't mind, I want to just read these things. I think they'll make me feel better. First of all, the Father sent his Son to the earth, not just for us, but as us. The Father sent Jesus to the earth, not just for us. Of course he sent Jesus for us, but he sent him as us. He became human. He became a man. The Father sent Jesus to the earth, not just for us, but as us. You can get excited about that later. In a moment, we're going to come back into worship, and we're just going to let the Spirit minister to us as he needs to. But let me just go through these slides with you, if you don't mind. By age 12, Jesus knew that he was not just one of us, but he was actually unlike us. He was the only begotten eternal Son of the Father. And so though he was human, there's never been a human as him. The joke goes, Jesus' sibling was acting up, and Mary looks at the sibling and says, "Why can't you be more like Jesus?" And the sibling looks up and says, "Mom, why can't you be more like Jesus?" He was unique. By age 12, Jesus knew that he was not just one of us, but unlike us. He became one of us, but he was unlike us. He was the Father's only begotten eternal Son. By age 30, Jesus was commissioned to save us, not just for God, but as God. Not just for God, but as God, clothed in humanity. Jesus died suspended between heaven and earth as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He died not only for us, but as us. He died not only for us, but as us. That takes you. There needs to be some unpacking there. I'm just going to read it one more time. Suspended between heaven and earth as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, he died not only for us, but as us. When Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered death, hell, and the grave, not only for us, but as us. Holy Spirit, we ask you to just release a spirit of revelation in this place today, Lord. Let us just embrace you. All of you and your majesty. Jesus Christ ascended to the right hand of the Father. Jesus then sat on the throne, not only as the eternal Son of God, but as the exalted man, the second Adam. He was exalted not only for us, but as us. Ephesians tells us that we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Seated in heaven not only for us, but as us. So then the Father poured out the Holy Spirit, who came to the church not only for Jesus, but as Jesus. In this season of God's purposes, it is so much better for us to have Jesus dwelling within us through the Holy Spirit than to have him standing in front of us, which is what we'd all want. But in this season, it is the purpose of God that the Holy Spirit come not only for Jesus, but as Jesus. And last, and now, when a believer identifies with Jesus Christ by communion and water baptism, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we go forth in Jesus' name, not only for him, but as him. We're missing that piece. We're missing that piece. Anyone with a calling on their life has a sense that they're going for God. And yet the Lord wants us to understand that Jesus showed us a way to go not only for him, but as him. For as he is, so are we in this world. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. I'm going to read through these one more time, very quickly, and I want them to hit us like waves. Then I want us to go back into worship, and then, you know, if you have a need, just lift your hand. Someone will come near you and pray for you, but we want to go out of here because I believe that God is trying to raise up a group of people who are neither left nor right, but they're coming representing God to bring healing into the world. Not coming to condemn the world. We're supposed to be going as a healing agent in this world with a voice that is clearly tuned to God's voice and hearing him and not just everything that's going on in the world and repeating it. The Father sent Jesus to the earth, not just for us, but as us. By age 12, Jesus knew that he was not just one of us, but unlike us, he was the Father's only begotten eternal Son. By age 30, Jesus was commissioned to save us, not just for God, but as God. Suspended between heaven and earth as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, he died not only for us, but as us. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he conquered death, hell, and the grave not only for us, but as us. Then Jesus Christ ascended to the right hand of the Father. Jesus sat on the throne not only as the eternal Son of God, as the exalted man, the second Adam, not only for us, but as us. I just want to remind you that God had always wanted on the earth for mankind to have dominion. God has always looked for a man to sit on the throne of God on the earth and represent him. Seated in heaven, not only for us, but as us. So the Father poured out the Holy Spirit, who came to the church, not only for us, but as Jesus. Not only for Jesus, but as Jesus. Last, and now when a believer identifies with Jesus Christ, I'm thinking outwardly, right? By communion and water baptism. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we go forth in Jesus' name, not only for him, but as him.